Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Okay, so today we're opening the gates, so to speak, on a very specific slice of luxury, focusing on Icon Golf.
That's right. They claim they're sort of redefining exclusive golf access and, you know, world travel.
And our mission really is to figure out how they mix that world-class access with something that's, well, surprisingly hard to just create genuine community.
Mm-hmm. And the founder, Jeff Goodsell, he had this vision. He said something like, he wanted to create something that connects people authentically, lets them travel the world together, and importantly, feels genuine.
Okay, let's nail down the mechanism then. Because it's not like owning a share in a country club, is it? It's a non-equity membership.
Exactly.
Non-equity.
So what does that guest of the owner status really mean for, you know, for you as a member? Does it actually cut through the usual private club red tape?
It seems to, yeah. I mean, Wow. That's the whole pitch. It's access, but without the friction, maybe the responsibilities of ownership, which ties right into their philosophy. Something about the absence of worry.
Ah, the absence of worry. Okay.
Yeah, so you're not like managing the club, you're just enjoying it. And it gets you into this core portfolio of really great regional clubs. Places like Pumpkin Ridge out in Oregon,
right.
Kings Mill down in Virginia, the International Massachusetts, Kenyatta in Illinois too, I think.
Okay, so that's the fixed set. But they talk about a global journey. How does Icon get you beyond those specific clubs?
Yeah.
How do they deliver on that that legendary access they mentioned? Pebble Beach, St. Andrews.
Well, that's where the curation part really kicks in. It's not just about having keys to a few places. They actually facilitate trips and access to courses that are usually, you know, almost impossible to get onto.
Like Bandon Dunes or Pebble.
Exactly. Those kinds of places. And yes, even the old course at St. Andrews. But honestly, the whole thing seems to hang just as much on the travel part as the tea times. Right. I mean, look at their longest trip, this 20-day quest across New Zealand. That included, what, 11 rounds?
Wow.
Yeah, at courses like Tara Iti, that's ranked number 2 in the world, I believe, and Cape Kidnappers, Cowrie Cliffs. Just incredible golf.
Okay, but here's something interesting. You mentioned a recent Ireland trip. 2 weeks, nearly 60 people.
Hmm.
But 18 of them were non-golfers.
Yeah, exactly. 18.
That sounds like it could be tricky. How do they manage that? How do you keep everyone happy, especially the non-golfers, so they don't just feel like they're, you know, tagging along?
Well, that number 18 non-golfers, that's kind of the secret sauce, isn't it? It shows people are buying into more than just golf. They're buying the whole expertly managed social itinerary.
Ah, okay.
The goal seems to be connection, community. So the non-golfers get, like, real options, castle tours, private wine tastings, cooking classes, spa days, fishing.
So everyone's schedule is curated. That absence of worry applies to the whole group, not just the golfers waiting for their tee time.
Precisely. It's full service. And that focus on curated experiences, it goes beyond just the itinerary. It's about creating these unforgettable moments, turning history into something personal.
Like that Pinehurst story. That's a great example.
Oh, yeah, the Pinehurst one.
Yeah.
So after dinner one night, members actually got to go out onto the 18th green.
No way.
Yeah, and putt from the exact spot where Payne Stewart made that famous putt to beat Phil Mickelson in the U.S. Open.
Wow, that's access.
It is. It's creating this really private historical moment you just couldn't get otherwise. And apparently, the story goes, one of the female members eventually drained the putt.
Oh, fantastic.
And the whole crowd watching from the patio just erupted.
Yeah.
You know, that shared excitement, that immediate reaction that feels like the real product, that exclusive shared memory.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, that quality control, that zero friction thing, it extends to their partnerships too. They work with top brands, Ritz-Carlton, Four Seasons, GOR for apparel.
So it's seamless. The hotels, the dining, even the gear.
Right. Those aren't just logos slapped on. It's about making sure every single touch point on and off the course meets that high standard. It all comes back to Goodsell's idea. Luxury to me is the absence of worry.
Okay, so wrapping this up for you listening, Icon seems to successfully blend this like incredible access to exclusive courses with a really carefully managed and seemingly genuine social community.
Mm-hmm. You're not just buying rounds of golf, you're buying peace of mind maybe, and these shared almost historic moments.
Which leads to a final thought for you to sort of chew on.
Yeah.
Given how much effort goes into the community, the non-golfer stuff, the promise of worry-free everything,
mm-hmm.
does the true luxury, the real value proposition of a club like this, lie less in the actual golf course access?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe more in just being able to buy into a perfectly curated, hassle-free social life? Something to think about.